Kiddushin Yerushalmi corresponding to Kiddushin Bavli, Daf Chaf Dalet. We begin in the Yerushalmi and Daf Yud Gimel Amad Aleph, exactly halfway down the page at the end of the line with the word Velama. And the Gemara begins with a question against our Mishnah. Velama lo taninen b'roshei evoim she'enen choizim. Why did the Mishnah not teach that an Eved Knaini goes free if his master destroyed one of his 24 periphery limbs? Amav Yochem b'maria mipnei ha-machloikes, is tani tani sorech get shechur, the is tani tani ain sorech get shechur. Rabbi Yochanan ben Maryam answers, because this subject is actually a dispute. One opinion holds that even though he destroyed one of his 24 limbs, the master still must give the slave a freedom document. The other opinion does not require it. It's obvious that a slave can acquire a gift from someone for someone else, and he can also acquire from someone for his master, and he cannot acquire from his master for himself. But as for acquiring from someone else for himself, this is a dispute between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim. As we learn in the Brisa, the Tanya ha'oime, heilach kesev ze, shlo yehei l'rabcha roshus bahen, zocha eved, zocha rabbi. Divi Rabbi Meir. If a person would say, take this money for yourself, that your master will not be able to have control over it, when the slave acquires it, the master also acquires it. Chachamim say no, when a slave acquires it, he gets it, but not the master. Masrichale, what question do we have though? Mirabai la'acher. The case in doubt is whether a slave can acquire from his master for someone else. Kishem sha'eved zocha me'achel rabbi, kachu zeiche me'rabbi la'ache. Do we say that just as a slave can acquire from someone else for his master, so too it can be the other way around as well? And the Gemara suggests an answer. Nishma'inim and Adolets learn from the following b'risa. Hashoy es ha'para, v'shirchaloi b'yad avdoi, b'yad benoi, b'yad shluchoi, leis ador amma sha'eved zocha me'rabbi la'ache. One who borrowed a cow and was sent it using the slave of the lender, or his son, or his messenger, if the cow died on the way, the borrower is exempt, because these people did not make an acquisition on behalf of this borrower. But if the borrower requested it to be sent in this way, though, he would be liable. And surely we can prove from here that a slave can acquire from his master for someone else. The Gemara rejects this. Rabbi Elazar says, no, this b'risa is referring specifically to a Jewish slave, not to an Eved Knaini. And the Gemara also gives a second possible explanation. The b'risa could be talking actually about an Eved Knaini, but the borrower told the lender, send it on its way and it will come by itself. And we have a b'risa that supports that. And he gave a mishicha, karla ubar sacharov mischayev bar kashoil. If the borrower lent it, pulled it, or even beckoned it, and it came, he is already accepting responsibility as a borrower. Rabbi Zeiru shamala min hador. Rabbi Zeiru wants to suggest from the Mishnah in Erevin the following: Avar einoy mezake le'ala de benoy uvitri kaktanim, v'ra'ya de avdoy v'shivchose kananim b'mpnei sheyodon kiyodoy. This Mishnah is talking about making a shitufei mavois, making a single domain between all of the courtyards of a certain alleyway and the alleyway itself, which would thereby allow the people of the courtyards to carry freely, both in the courtyards and in the alleyway on Shabbos, because all of the courtyards become one single rishus together with the alleyway. How do we do this? All courtyards give a certain amount of bread, and the basket with all the bread is placed in one of the courtyards. If a person wishes to make an acquisition on behalf of all the members of the alleyway, he could give all of the bread to someone else, but he can't make an acquisition by giving it to his son or his daughter if they are children, nor can he do it by giving to his Eved Knaini or to his Shifra Knainis, a slave woman, because their hand is like his hand. So, does this not prove that a slave cannot acquire from his master for someone else? And the Gemara rejects this. This Mishnah is the opinion of Rabbi Meir, who says that the slave's hand is like the master's hand. Ask the Gemara, Va'tani ishtoi, Rabbi Meir avad yada isha kiyad baila. The b'risa mentions here that you can also make the acquisition by giving it to one's wife, but according to Rabbi Meir, the wife's hand is like the husband's hand. And the Gemara answers that B'chanina B'shem B'pincha says, Tipote, Kadein Tanaya, it can be explained using the b'risa that even Rav Meir agrees that the wife's hand is not like the husband's hand. Detani, Ishtoi Eina Poidelai Maisesheni, because the b'risa teaches that one's wife cannot redeem Maisesheni for him without paying the extra fifth surcharge on top of the Maisa. Rav Shim Ben Loza, Amar M'shem Rav Meir, Ishtoi Poidelai Maisesheni, Rav Shim Ben Loza says no, in the name of Rav Meir, that one's wife can do so because she's considered to be like an unrelated person redeeming Maisesheni on his behalf, and in that case there's no need to pay the extra fifth. The Gemara concluded the proof that in Tanaya Rav Meir, Avid Yada Eved, Ki Ad Rabbi, Vele Yada Isha, Ki Ad Baila. This understanding of Rav Meir will surely prove that Rav Meir holds that although a slave's hand is like the master's hand, but a wife's hand is not like her husband's hand. Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Chia b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, they both said the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Nirin Dvarim, Yizka Eved beget Shechur, Sheshla get Shechur, Val Yizka beget Isha, Sheinla get Isha. It appears that a slave should be able to acquire a get Shechur, a freedom document for another slave, because he's relevant to the dinim of get Shechur. He as well could receive a get Shechur. But he should not be able to acquire a divorce document for a woman because he's not relevant to the dinim of divorce. In Tamer Masnisahi, Hari at Shifcha Veladcha Ben Chayrin, Im Haisa Obra Zochsa Loi Obra. The question is, though, is it not a brisa? If a person says to his slave woman, you are still a slave woman, but your fetus is going to go free. So if she's pregnant, she acquires the freedom of the fetus from the master, and this shows the slave can acquire from his master for someone else. The Gemara rejects this. Also, Oisa Ke'echa Me'averer. This is only because the Chazal viewed a fetus as one of the limbs of its mother. Rabbi Barba Achia, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Nirin Dvarim Shekibel Ha'Eved Get Shechur, Ba'Ali Kabel Get Kavasin. It appears, says Rabbi Barba Achia in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that a slave can acquire a freedom document for himself because he acquires his document and his hand at the same time, but he should not be able to acquire a freedom document for anyone else because he cannot act as a messenger. In Tamer, Mishnah Kodemes, Harei At Shifcha V'Ladcha Ben Chayrin, Im Haisa Ubra Zachaslai. If you will ask, well, isn't this law said explicitly in the brice we said just before, that if a master would say to a slave woman, you're still a slave woman, but your fetus is free, that if she's pregnant, she acquires the freedom of the fetus, Ubra Osu Oisa Ka'achas Mevre. We've already answered that the Chazal viewed a fetus is like one of the limbs of the mother. If, on his deathbed, a person said, for Plonius my slave woman, I'm making her a document to prevent her from falling to my inheritors upon my death. So what will be done in that case? Reb Lazar, Reb Shimon, Ben Yakim, Alun Uvda, Kaim Reb Yochanan, Amar, Le'akom Emenu, Le'shabed. Reb Lazar, Reb Shimon, Ben Yakim brought this case once before Reb Yochanan. He answered that the inheritors cannot make her a slave, as they must follow the command of the person that died. Boner Mahim, then they asked Rabbi Yochanan, what will be the status of her children born to her afterwards? Avodim, Rabbi Yochanan said, they are slaves. Mashiach Bar, so if that's the case, what did his document actually achieve? Masiach Der, the answer is, she gets to keep her own earnings. Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Yossi Trein Amrin, De Rebbi Hi, De Rebbi Amar Adam Shachre Chatsi Avdei. Rabbi Abba and Rabbi Yossi said that this ruling follows specifically the opinion of Rebbi that a person could free part of his slave. Kosov konochosov l'shnei avodov ka'achas, shneim yetz l'chirus, u'shneim tzvichim l'shachre zeze. If a person would write over all of his property to his two slaves, they go free, but they have to give freedom documents to each other. Rav Yehuda b'shem Shmuel, Rehoboam b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, de Rebbi hi, de Rebbi Omar, adam shachre chatzi avdoi. Rav Yehuda quoting Shmuel and Rabbi Abba quoting Rabbi Yochanan both said that this ruling again follows the opinion of a Rebbi who says that a person could free part of his slave. Rabbi Zeira and Rabbi Abba, Leisada Amma Sha'eved Zacha Mirabi La'ache. Zeira asked Rabbi Abba, can we not learn from here that a slave should be able to acquire from his master on behalf of someone else? Amalei, Rabbi Abba answered, Ma ad Sava Meshi Zochu Beznechosim Yetzilacherus? Ela Ka'achas Avodim Beznechosim Yetzilacherus. You think that after they received the property they then went free? No, rather, they acquired their freedom and the property at the very same time. And we now quote a brisa, Harei at Baschoirin, Vladcha Eved, Vladcha Kyotzeba, Divi Rabbi Yossi Aglili. If a master would say to a slave woman, you are free, but your fetus is still a slave, then the slave also goes free. This is the opinion of Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Rechamim Oimim Le'asoklum, Rechamim disagree, they say, no, he has not done anything. Am Rabbi Loza, Kach Pirsha, Rabbi Hoysha, Ava Mishnah, Shneim Ben Chayrin. Rabbi Loza says that Rabbi Hoysha, the master of the Mishnah, explained that the Chachamim said that they both go free. Whereas Rabbi Ami b'shem Rabbi Yochanan shneim avodim, whereas Rabbi Imi citing Rabbi Yochanan says, no, what did the Chachamim mean? They mean they are both still slaves. And the Gemara asks the question, Adaita Rabbi Yochanan nicha machlekes, Adaita Rabbi Loza ma'eke machlekes. According to Rabbi Yochanan, this disagreement between Rabbi Yossi Aglili and Chachamim is understood, but according to Rabbi Loza, there does not seem to be any type of machlekes over here. Ella kine dvarav kayomim divi Rabbi Yossi Aglili v'chamim moimim le'asoklum. Rather, the brisa should actually say Rabbi Yossi Aglili says that his word is actually fulfilled, and the Chachamim say he has not said anything at all. Ask the Gemara ma'u le'asoklum. What do we mean when the Chachamim said he has not said anything at all? Again, Rabbi Elazar says that Rabbi Yosha, master of the Mishnah, explained what does the Chachamim mean that they both go free. Rabbi Imi b'shem Rabbi Yochanan shneim avodim ukurebi Rabbi Amma adam shachoyah chatzi avdei. Rabbi Imi, citing Rabbi Yochanan, says they are both slaves, and this follows the opinion of Rabbi that one could free part of his slave.